Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Socially Sensitive Podcast. This is Socially Solo episode number 43. Today's Monday.
Sounds like a case of the Mondays.
September 12th, 2022. Today's National Chocolate Milkshake Day. That's always a good one. That's going to be an easy one to celebrate today. Today's also National Hug and High Five Day. Bitcoin price is at $22,286. That's up a little over 3% from yesterday. Bitcoin's making a little bit of a rise again. When you jump in and look at all of the trending today, NFL pretty much dominated trending from yesterday. So the number one game trending was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers started a new season with a 19-3 win Sunday night over the Dallas Cowboys. Pittsburgh Steelers scored 23-20 in overtime against Cincinnati Bengals. The Giants won 21-20 over Tennessee Titans. New Orleans Saints scored 17 points in the fourth quarter to record a 27-26 victory over Atlanta Falcons. Vikings beat Green Bay Packers 23-7. Chicago Bears won 19-10 over the San Francisco 49ers. The Colts and Houston Texans ended their season opening showdown with a 20-20 draw. iPhone iOS 16 also comes out today. The new operating software should be available to download around 1 o'clock is usually when it's available on the release date. And it should work on all the compatible phones, iPhone 8 or newer. So if you're downloading it today, check it out. Some of the things they're adding, you can edit your lock screen more. You can customize with different fonts, colors, change up the lock screen. Messages added, you can mark texts as unread now so that you can go back and review them later. And they also gave you the option to edit texts after you send them, which is always a good thing because I catch myself typing and sending and autocorrect, messes it up, changes it something you didn't mean. Well, now you'll be able to go in and edit it, and it'll change it on their part too. And you can also unsend text messages if you replied, to the wrong person. But both of those are, I guess there's probably a short window of time after you sent the original message that you can go back and edit or unsend. They also added SharePlay through messages. It's lets you, work with another person, collaborate through text in other apps like Files and Keynote and Notes that those work in iMessage. And maps, they added, a lot more detailed city maps. In iOS 15, the last update, they added live text and visual lookup that you could, if you had a photograph, you could, and there was text in the photograph, you could copy and paste that text out of the photograph or use the item in the picture to look up, Google information about the item or objects in the pictures. Well, now in iOS 16, they added that. You can do that in videos too. So if you're playing a video and you see something, you can select the item in the video and copy the picture, a picture of that out, or look it up. Or if it's text, you can copy and paste the text out of video now. Pretty useful. And there's usually a lot of other, hidden features in each new iOS update. So if you download it and update your phone, let us know if there's something new that you found out that we didn't mention here. Jumping on to our other story, there was an Oklahoma County jail inmate. He was a plaintiff in a lawsuit against the county because they were accusing the employees of the jail for torturing him and the other inmates by playing a loop of the Baby Shark. I know you all have heard the Baby Shark. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. That wouldn't be very good, but him and three other, jail inmates sued the county last year after accusing two former detention officers of forcing them to listen to, they would, you know, play loud repeats of Baby Shark for long lengths of time while they were handcuffed to a wall. And that happened back in November, December of 2019 is when the accusations were. A former lieutenant was also sued because he, you know, learned about the mistreatment, but he didn't do anything about it because the lieutenant, and then the two officers that were accused were fired by the sheriff after an investigation confirmed that, that they would handcuff them in the visitation room and they would play the music, said for sometimes as long as 2 hours. The lawyers representing the inmates described the incident as torture events. Now, that would be a little unpleasant, but I don't know if that would constitute torture. But all three of the officers were charged with misdemeanor counts of cruelty to a prisoner and conspiracy. Well, one of those inmates was arrested this week again, because, you know, that originally happened back in 2019 when the lawsuit, I guess, was brought. Well, he was arrested Thursday on drug trafficking complaint. And then Sunday, he was found unresponsive in his cell, where he later died. And they're saying one of the possibilities being investigated, that it was a drug overdose or possible drug overdose. And the attorney for that inmate said that he's really bothered by this. One of the Baby Shark victims is conveniently dead within 3 days of his arrival at jail. How does that happen? But this death was the 14th at that jail this year. There's been a lot of complaints about this facility. So, I also saw kind of a similar story in West Palm Beach, Florida. The some officials there have been, they're playing Baby Shark as well as some other children's songs. Raining Tacos is what I'm listed on a loop overnight in the park, in an effort to keep, you know, the homeless people away from Lake Pavilion. The park director said that the plan's a temporary solution that will give way to a more thorough plan to introduce formal hours to the waterfront park. That way, they said the police would be able to enforce trespassing laws. The National Coalition for the Homeless said that the strategies, such as playing music to disturb homeless people, are dehumanizing. And there's been many other places that have played music, some sort or another like that, to drive people out. Said, it's awful that we have so little respect for humanity of our homeless neighbors. When you hear things like songs being used, it's turning a blind eye to people who are part of our communities. It's not uncommon for the local governments to do things like that, to install. We've all seen the spikes on armrests on benches and different things on ledges to prevent people from sitting on them. Or staying on them. They call that hostile architecture. You know, they do play music. I saw one thing that the Rite Aid stores in California plays music by Barry Manilow to ward off loiterers. That doesn't sound too good for the reputations of Barry Manilow or Baby Shark, I guess, when people are using it as torture devices. Oh, well, that's all I have today. So just want to thank you for listening. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the show, so you don't miss out on any of the future episodes. And while you're there, leave us a comment and a review. And hope to see you back tomorrow. And we release the full podcast weekly episode, which released this morning. And we also release these, the Socially Solo episodes, every morning, which this one will be this morning also, both Monday morning. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Have an amazing rest of your day. See you tomorrow. Bye. If you haven't already, subscribe to Socially Sensitive on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast platform is. And while you're there, leave a review and a 5-star rating. You can also find us on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and all social media platforms by searching the tag @sociallysensitive. Also, check out our website, sociallysensitive.com, and grab some officially licensed products.